And welcome back to Subject Connect. Today, I'll be discussing Age Vampires. Age Vampires is it's a historical RTS, developed by Ensemble Studios and developed by Microsoft, and it was released in 1997. This is a type of a game where you must progress through the ages, and then you have 12 to 14 different nations to choose from, and each of these nations has their own strengths and weaknesses, and also some of them, depending on where in the world they're from, will have a lot of the same units, which military wise, that you could train from. However, not every single one of these nations you can choose from will have access to all of the units or all of the same tech, and this is kind of like to progress through to the next age, you need to have a certain number of buildings from that age built, and then after that you need to have the resources which you can mine, which you can chop down, which you can gather, or if you are at the right age, you can have or gather in from a farm. Again, each of these nations are different, and some of the nations will have faster people who who can gather the wood faster, or or faster time to train soldiers, if you get to the right age and you built a temple, you can actually recruit priests dash monks who can go around the map and do this chant wololo wololo wololo, and when they do that wololo enough times, the enemy unit will become yours, and you could train a whole bunch of these priests dash monks to the guys, and then you can send them to the edges or edges, and you can get them to convert the enemies, the villagers or the soldiers, or even their priests. That part of the priest part, I haven't done that. However, I have used the priests slash monks to go and get the villagers and soldiers from the enemy. Not really sure if you can use those the priests to convert the enemy buildings, but however, you have the means to take down their buildings, because one of the later stuff you can build is a siege works, and those ones will that you build things like a ballistas and ballistas and catapults and rams. Some of those ones you can actually use them to bring down enemy buildings much faster than if you used a swordman or an archer or a scout. Okay, one of the things that kind of is you need to suspend your disbelief in the kind of context of the villagers and the swordsmen and the cavalry and the archers can can shoot at a stone building and take it down, which I'm not sure if you've seen or what a stone building looks like, but however, if you take a piece of metal and you try to piece of metal like that is a sword or a spear, and you try to use that to take down a stone thing, it's very close to impossible to actually do that. But however, this is a game, and this is a game your weapons will bring down the buildings or the walls. And oh yeah, like actually, like in this Age of Empires, like each of the nations gets at least one campaign, like in the kind of context of like because of like hey that's just like Egypt is the nation they chose to teach us the players how like how do you use the villagers to make your city to like, how do you use your soldiers to defeat the enemy base? To do you use your soldiers or use your villagers to create a wonder, and actually then use soldiers to defend the wonders until the timer runs out, and voila, you won. Or do you use your villagers or soldiers to capture these ruins? And these ruins, if you have all or most of them, will give you will set off a timer, in which you win if that timer goes to zero. And so like yes, okay, time you play the game, or a tutorial. Then then you have other ones like the Greeks, which they do a disconnected battles, like battle of the Trojan War, or the Battle of Marathon, or the battle against the Romans. And they're like, okay, that's cool that you have this your campaign that showcases the important events in Greek history of this time period. And then also the there's sort of there's other ones like the Hetti, Hitti, which is like which is kind of is doing a how did they become a nation, and like how do they rise to that position, and like what do they do to stay in that position? So hey, that is interesting, and that kind of like gives gives jumping off points, like even what's been done with Egypt is is a jumping off point, and the same with the Greek one, and like each of the campaigns for the different nations will be a jumping off point, because like they will have this a few paragraphs at the start of like hey so around this date the sort of the people of the Hitti moved out of the plains over here to the mountains over there, and then they working for this promised land that was past it. However, they the encountered people on a path who caught in their way, right? So like it's kind of like, oh, huh. So what? Oh, so then you guys go to the library or the Google, and you like type in hit history, and like oh, so they actually, also actually, this is the path it took. This is the people they met and became allies or enemies, and like, this is the people who were there to have think. Like, oh, so they actually had got contact with these people, and like these, like celebrities type of thing. Like, okay, that's cool. That's interesting, and that's is like one way to get us as children, was like this was they released, and I played it as a kid, and like oh like this is interesting, this is something that I want to know more about, and I did learns more about. But then again, like the yeah, like there's so much history and stuff like that, so like, but yeah, thank goodness that the Age of Empires, that through their campaigns, were like, hey, kids, or like adults, here is a lesson, and as you hear it is, and like in a way that you will learn something and you can have some fun with it. And one of the also things that happened while playing was like, hey, like our yeah, like one friend would pick a map, or yeah, like a map, and then we were like, yeah, we're like, what, yeah, they would, okay, no, okay, so I'm going to be putting these soldiers over here, these resources over here, this stuff over here, this stuff over here. Later, now you have to, yeah, like you have to survive, or you have to get to this flag at this spot. And so we, as like we would be like, okay, oh, right, I will pick, like these soldiers and these villagers, and I will go through this path, or use it to build up the defenses dash army and attack. It's like fun, because it's fun, like you can actually use what I was mentioning, and you can actually create your own custom campaigns. So I'm not fully sure if me, like I really didn't do that while playing it. I was way more into doing like random maps and then choosing a nation to play as, and then like you, and then win as the nation. Well, yeah, one thing I kind of have to a bit talk about, is that in these games, like Age of Empires has a whole list of cheat codes for it. Which is like, hey, like if you put in this phrase, you get wood. If you put in this phrase, you get stones. If you use this one, you get like fast, like fast gathering of resources. If you put in this phrase, you get a car who is like fighting and doing the tricks in the ancient times. Yeah, like there's also a cheat code that lets you change the birds on the map. There's also one that lets you you become the animals on the map. So like, there's stuff and cheat codes that they can use that can make the game fun in ways, or if you, the make it such that like if you can't reach the reach the end point, and like, oh man, oh yeah man, I don't have like there's no resources for me to gather, and I need to get the stuff to that be the enemy. Or oh man, like so the enemy took out all my villagers, and and I don't have any food to train new villagers. So cheat code, and cheat code for like the food, and cheat code for the other thing, and voila, the food and the speed to produce soldiers to defend and or to attack. So like, again, like it's quite fun, and like it is quite very enjoyable, and so it also has a few expansion packs, which again add some nations to it. And these nations, like these new nations added, like here we are like, hey, like they get like special units of thing, and like not everything can be researched like the base game, and that as well, and there's also campaigns based on the new nation, so like yeah, like it's been a very long while since I played the original 1997 Age of Empires game, because like so I don't have the means on my current computer to load a CD and install it. I actually have to go and use the Xbox app to to install Age of Empires Definitive Edition onto my computer, and like I'm like, isn't that some kind of breaking of the law? Well, no. Because the because like the Xbox app thing. Xbox is owned by Microsoft. Almost since the Microsoft owns this Age of Empires game and its Definitive Edition version, it can download the game for free. If you have a subscription to the Xbox, the service, I probably would talk about this like in a different episode, but like the whole point is that the Xbox thing, let you play games on your computer, on your telephone, and even on your Xbox. And also, like it's has a whole bunch of personal stuff, but again, that's for a different day that they should talk about. But like the whole point is that I don't have the kind of means to install the original game. The original game was for a much older version of operating system on your computers, and so even if I do find a way to actually sort of connect the CD into the data paralyzed by the computer, I'm not fully sure that the sort of the CD can be properly read and or properly installed onto the computer, because that one was made for the Windows 7 version. That's sort of the older stuff. So they'd be like I've encountered some issues with like older games on the modern computers. So, but it'd be about like whatever. Thankfully, the Xbox app, and or through the Microsoft, they have a definitive edition version of the Age of Empires game, and that Age of Empires definitive has all of the extra content, all of the extra stuff they got released after the fact for the Age of Empires and put it all into one place, as well as a few times or so they did some updates for the Age of Empires so that it can be played on the modern computers. And so again, like, it reduces the need for me to find, all right, I need to find a device to connect to my laptop so then I can install the thing, and then after, right after, to find a patch. Oh, wait, this patch is from 20 years ago and it will not work. I have to go onto this shady website. Here's a patch that lets you play it, but then now your computer is infected with dozens of viruses. Okay, that's not good. I need to do a complete reboot, change of all my passwords and all this other stuff. All right, good, it's fixed. And great. I have to upgrade my OS to this other thing. Okay, right. Can I keep it to what I had beforehand? Oh wait, I can't. All right. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. This is no good. And so, yeah. I have to choose this path through the Xbox thing to be able to play Age of Empires, and this kind of like Xbox version version of the game comes with a bunch of different achievements, so you get achievement for completing the campaigns, or completing we have 50 games as this one nation, or play a random random island map 20 times in a row, or actually beat the players online 22 times. So again, adding replayability to the game. The game already has some inherent replayability, from the campaigns to the random maps to random map generator stuff. So also with the sort of expansions for the game, which add more content and more niches to play it, so more added replayability to it. So yeah, this is a fun game from my youth, a kind of must play if you like the history and strategy games. I like a good solid 4.5 out of 5. And if you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, your thoughts, your feelings about Age of Empires or the Defender version or any of the things that kind of mentioned here, please don't hesitate to email in nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Twitter @RGB podcast. Again, @RGB upper podcast lower. And this is the host signing off.